This is K2PCB. This is K2PCB listening for any calls. This is K2PCB. K2PCB listening for any calls.
This is KE2GDQ. How are you, K2PCB?
Good morning, Sir Brad. I am very good this morning. I left the house with the anticipation that, you know, there could be some delays this morning, according to what Lynn was saying, and she's watching the news, but I get out here and there's nothing. What do I have, 43 degrees, clear roads, and a little bit of wind, nothing major. So, yeah, I guess something's coming, but I don't even know if it's supposed to be all that bad, just more wind than anything.
Yeah, I've been hearing on the news that the wind is the big story. I guess there might be some snow later today after the temperature drops. But for right now, the wind's just, which is good, is blowing off all the, drying off all the roads and everything so they're not too slick.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, not too bad, not too bad at all. So I missed your call to meet up on the radio the other day. I guess I shouldn't say I missed it. I wasn't able to jump in there. I thought, okay, maybe a little bit I can and I'll surprise you guys. But that didn't work out. So I see for Christmas you got yourself a call sign, which I really like. Is that made out of, like, steel?
Yeah, the call sign was for my grandkids. Well, my daughter obviously picked it out and bought it. But it's all metal. So someone's got some sort of machine, I'm assuming, and make it, you know, they can personalize it, and then they attach the LED lights to the back. So it is. It's really pretty cool.
Yeah, I am so impressed. That is very cool. I've seen things like that before, and now you actually own one, and seeing it in the video there, that's nice. Yeah, as far as the vanity call, I don't know, if you happen upon something that you couldn't turn down, then so be it. Maybe you could even have it modified and have the call sign separate below it. Or cut a section off and reattach. I don't know. I'm sure there's ways to make it work. Things are good. A lot of time off, and even this week I work 2 days, off two, work one, and then off two, and then we're back into the grind again. And I don't know when my next scheduled PTO day, let alone holiday, is. So we'll see. Yeah, actually, not a bad day to go back to work. Lynn was wishing I was off these days as well. I think she thought I was, but I don't mind going and getting a little something done.
Yeah, I think Ross is off today and tomorrow. I know that Brian Wadsworth is off today and tomorrow. And, well, obviously, then Wednesday, Thursday. Having some extra time off is always a good thing.
Yeah, this weekend I reinstalled the operating system on my mobile node. I went from AmVoIP to All-Star Link, and I haven't had a chance to really play around with the audio much. I did the one day, put it in the truck, didn't like it, brought it inside, changed it. I could do it in the truck, too, if I just sat there. But I think my audio is a little hot right now, and you'll have to tell me, because I'm still holding the mic like 1 foot away. I think it's a little hot. I might have to bring that back down a little bit. Got to be honest with you, other than that, not too much radio play. Doing anything else exciting over the long break there?
Well, I did download and install Dragon OS on my Linux computer, but now I can't get to my Ubuntu partition. There's something about a grub, I want to call it a program, application, and it doesn't seem to be loaded with Dragon OS. I got to figure out a way to get it installed so that when I boot up, I have the option if I want to go to the Ubuntu or the Dragon OS.
Yeah, so Grub refers to the bootloader, basically exactly what you're saying. It's the startup application, not really part of the operating system, but just a lower level application that allows you to point to the operating system that you want to boot. Now, did you have Ubuntu loaded, then you installed Dragon OS next to it, and now you can't get to Ubuntu?
That is correct. Every time the computer boots up, it automatically boots to Dragon OS. There are two partitions. I've been able to look at to do that from the terminal. I can actually, there's like four partitions, but the two main ones are there. And it identified the Ubuntu 24 point something version. So it's there. It can see it. But the bootloader, I must not have a bootloader, or it's not set up properly. So that's something I've got to work on too.
Okay. Actually, that's not the end of the world. And in fact, Grub was something that I used almost exclusively for the longest time. And then for a while there, I didn't. Reason being is, let's say Lynn goes to use my computer, it would log into, I could either set it up so that it logs into the preferred operating system or whichever OS I was using last. And so sometimes Lynn was using it and she'd be in a Linux distribution and call me and ask me, so this is not right. Okay, well, shut it down. Well, how do I shut it down? Okay, do this, shut it down, reboot, and wait for the screen to come up. When the splash screen comes up, quickly select Windows, and then you'll be back up to where you're familiar with it. So if you're not running Grub, and it's going to boot right into whatever the first or whatever, you know, OS you have selected, your BIOS might have an option for a boot select, sometimes F12. But if not, you can hit Escape or Delete normally while it's booting, depending on your operating system, and get you into a boot select menu, and there might be a shortcut to that, where when you are in the boot mode, when you're starting the boot, you can press F12, F11, I really want to say F12 is maybe the more common one, and then select which operating system.
Yeah, I haven't tried that yet. I will. And see if I can get into it that way. Because there's a couple of programs on Ubuntu that I really want to use. One of them is a CAD program. I want to do some layout for a board that I need to do, drill some holes, and I want to lay it out so that I have the right measurements. So, yeah, that'd be good. I will definitely try that probably, well, not this morning, later today. I've got an appointment with a machine shop to do some work for me this morning.
All right, nice. I'm going to guess that's for the Dodge. And, yeah, that's pretty cool. You know what I've been seeing a lot around town lately are people pushing their electric bikes and walking along with them down Broadway here. I wonder if they're cracking down on people cruising along here at full speed and passing through intersections, and I've seen it a few times over the past couple weeks.
That is interesting. They could be, especially if they're riding their bicycle on the wrong side of the road. For whatever reason, people think that you ride your bike against traffic, but you don't. So maybe they finally are, especially with the given the speeds of those electric bikes.
Yeah, I never understood the thing where you say, what are the rules? You have to ride on the road. It's illegal to ride it on the sidewalk, but it's only legal to ride it on the road if you are in a posted 30-mile-an-hour zone. So if you live out of the town and you want that extra boost to go a little further distance, technically that's not legal. Unless they've changed these rules. So you're forcing people to ride in the road. I guess that does, you know, keeping them off the sidewalk helps, you know, less interference with pedestrians. But I don't know, is that the safer spot? But then again, if it's 30-mile-an-hour zones, now you're talking in, you know, small cities, towns. Maybe there's more people, more sidewalk use. So, yeah, I don't know. I guess you don't want your sidewalks to turn into electric bike highways. But that would keep them off the roads. I don't know. Kind of weird. This is K2PCB.
Yeah, I think you're right. You definitely want to keep those types of bikes, because they do move so fast, and scooters, those electric scooters, off the sidewalk in crowded areas. You know, I'm thinking like where my daughter used to live in North Buffalo. You'd walk down the street and there would be a ton of people on Hurdle Avenue walking out and about. And if someone's coming through with a bike or a scooter, yeah, they could seriously hurt some people. And then being on the street, it makes sense.
Yeah, maybe it's just, you know, getting them to follow the rules of the road. I mean, some of these are young kids, some of them are adults. The adults should know better, you know, if they're driving age. And the kids, you know, it's a good learning experience. Ticket them, you know, it's a moving vehicle. You know, it's got a motor on it now. Sure, they may not have a driver's license, but find a way to, you know, put some, you know, I don't know what's the word I'm looking for. I'll say traffic infractions, but, yeah, find a way to ticket them. And I bet you people have changed the way they drive. Not that we need more controls like that, but something. Okay, even less people here than when I was here last.
Yeah, I'm not surprised that there's less people. I know that if I had still been working, because I always tried, you know, especially once we could carry over some PTO, I always try to carry over a little bit. I would have taken these 2 days, and I probably would have tapped into, if I had ran out of PTO, I would have tapped into next year's PTO and taken Friday off as well. On a different note, I did upload the firmware of my radio to the main board. It doesn't seem to have fixed the volume thing. I'm not sure if that's in what they call the LCD, which I'm assuming is the head unit. So I've got to do that, try that to see if that works.
Oh, that's interesting. There are two different firmware installs required?
That's what it looks like, because there are two different programs. When I actually contacted Redivis, they sent me the file for the tool, and then they sent me both files for the firmware update. So, and I remember going through, there's a main update, and then there's the secondary one. So I've got to do that one to see if that fixes my volume issue. If it doesn't, well, I'll just leave the operator's manual sitting over the speaker like it is now, and it muffles it just enough, and it works.
Okay. Well, I guess that's something you can easily remove and adjust as necessary. A bigger book, something with some foam on the bottom if needed. Well, yeah, I was going to say, you know, it's unfortunate that it didn't work, but you're only halfway there, so maybe there's still a chance. That's cool. Let's see. Yeah, I had gathered some gift cards, Amazon gift cards, for my birthday, Christmas, and ended up putting that money. I was torn between buying a smartwatch and a new antenna that I can use for field day and or POTA applications. And even though I still want to get that antenna, I decided to get that watch. One of the biggest reasons was the cardiac monitoring and the EKG or ECG, whatever testing on there. So I thought maybe that would be even though it's, you know, not something I need or will actively use, it's something kind of nice to have for health monitoring purposes, and some of the fitness stuff is cool, which I definitely should start taking more advantage of. And I still have some time to choose my antenna before the weather starts getting a little nicer.
Yeah, a couple years ago my kids got me a smartwatch for Christmas, and it is kind of interesting to keep track of, you know, obviously it's a Fitbit for the Android, you know, keep track of my steps, keep track of what they call zone minutes, you know, when I'm exercising and walking, and, you know, also because it came with an app, you know, I can monitor a whole slew of things like my sleep, and it's amazing when I do the right things how much more sleep I get, if that makes sense.
Oh yeah, I am definitely with you there. I don't know why, but Lynn gives me a hard time when I want to get up and go to bed. Oh, the show's almost over. Can we do one more episode? No, I have to work, and if I don't get a full night's sleep, you know, it's doable. But you know, I'm not going to feel the same the next day. I know how it affects me. And even when we're out and about, we're visiting somewhere, like, oh, Travis needs to get home. Travis needs to go to sleep. And I'm fine today. It's Friday night, Saturday night. Yeah, my day's going to be, you know, altered a little bit tomorrow. Maybe I can sleep in, though I never do. And maybe that's another part of it. But, yeah, I can definitely appreciate the good sleep. There's definitely some value in that. All right, this is K2PCB, just chatting away here, and I'll pause and see if anyone else is waiting to get in. K2PCB. All right, nothing heard. Yeah, what was it? Saturday? Sunday? Saturday. Oh, it might have even been Friday, heck. Whatever day that snow was coming through, and there was that accident at 3 Rod and Broadway, which was a doozy. They had to shut Broadway down for a little bit. It was the one that Ross was commenting on. We were out in Batavia. It was not funny, but the weather was getting bad out there. There was a few inches of snow. And you know, Lynn's commenting about, oh, we should get home. We should get home. This is starting to get bad. We got a long drive. Take the main roads. Don't take side roads like I like to do. And we're coming back from Batavia, and as we're coming back in, it's getting nicer and nicer and nicer. We get back to the village, and it's pretty much dry. Yeah, so I'm kind of curious to, you know, see if Ross knows what the root cause was of that accident there. Yeah, that was a rough one for such nice weather conditions.
Yeah, he was talking a little bit about that. I think he was involved for like 4 hours while they did what they do. So that was kind of interesting. He didn't say what the root cause was. I didn't ask. So, but he may have known, you know, and God forbid it was a drunk driver or just someone just wasn't paying attention. I don't know. But, yeah, I have heard that there's been snow out and about.
Yeah, it was something how quickly it changed. And we went for breakfast. So we left the house, and before I left, I was like, you know what, let's take a ride this morning. You want to go to Settlers? So we hopped in the truck and headed out Crittenden North Road, cut across to Sumner, and we're going up the back way, and the roads are starting to get a little powdered sugar-like, and then more and more and more, and by the time we got out to Batavia, there was a good amount of snow on the ground, and it was something, because then we came back, and we just drove right back into, it was like a little bit wet, but nothing, no snow coming down like it was out there. It was something. And even yesterday, we decided, you know what, let's go for breakfast. You know, it's our last vacation day, if you will. And we went out to Attica. There's a place out there. It used to be called the Prospector. I think it's called Bay's Bites now. I don't want to say it's a little hole-in-the-wall place, but it's still a little diner out in the I don't want to say off the main drag, it's out there in Attica, but yeah, we took a ride out there, and that was nice. Settlers is better, but what are you going to do? All right, I've got 6:43, and it's about that time. Not sure if I want to put in a 10-hour day or an 8-hour day today. Right now I'm leaning towards 8, and maybe do that tomorrow too if I can, and we shall see. All right, I'll make this my final, and I'll hand it back to you, Brad. And, back to Monday. K2PCP.
Well, with not a lot of people in the building, hopefully you can get a lot of work done in 8 hours and feel good about leaving after 8 and then not having to stay for 10. But I get it. Sometimes having less distractions, you can get a lot more done. So, good luck with that. I hope you achieve what you need to. So, 73s, this is KE2GDQ. You have a great day, Travis, and talk to you tomorrow.
73, KE2B, speak clear.